Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of the Gamecocks podcast. My name is Brooks Davis, joined alongside by my co-host Drew Bronze. And Drew, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Brooks. We're recording on Thanksgiving, which is a little bit strange, but I don't think we planned our week very well.
We did not.
So here we are. But, of course, Jack State goes on the road to Bowling Green to take on Western Kentucky on Saturday. It's a 3 o'clock start, so 30 minutes after the Iron Bowl, they'll kick off. The game is on ESPNU. And if you heard our episode on Monday, this game's a whole lot less important than what we thought it was going to be. As far as, you know, regardless if Jack State wins by 100 or loses by 100, they're going to host a title game at home. Now, there is still a lot of reason that Jack State needs to go play good and win this game, because they don't want to, you don't want to lose, period. But there is a big Friday night game in the conference that would really make this important if Sam Houston were to beat Liberty. So we'll get into that stuff as we go. But for right now, Western comes in at 7-4 off of back-to-back losses to Louisiana Tech and Liberty. So they are reeling a little bit. This is still a good offense and a pretty good defense. If you look at some of the numbers, of course, we're going to see Caden Veltkamp throw the ball a lot for Western. He leads the conference in completion percentage and touchdowns and yards per attempt and rate and all the pretty much you can point to a passing stat other than yards, and he leads the conference. So the secondary is going to get tested. You know, we saw him get tested against FIU, and they did some good things and some bad things. So this will probably be the secondary's biggest test of the year, at least in conference play for Jack State. So that'll be the first thing to look at is how does the secondary fare against Caden Veltkamp and the air raid that Western Kentucky runs. Kyshawn Johnson should be the leading receiver for Western Kentucky. He's got 779 yards on the year, which leads the team. Eaton Messer is second on the team with 558. So those will be the primary two targets, I believe, for Veltkamp. And Elijah Young leads him in rushing yards with 647. He's averaging 4.3 per carry. So we will likely see Elijah Young in the backfield. He also does have almost over 300 yards of receiving, so they do throw him the ball quite a bit. So those will be the three playmakers for Caden Veltkamp and the Hilltoppers. But like we said, they come in at 7-4. They've lost two in a row. Louisiana Tech held them to just 7 points overall. They scored 17 last week against Liberty. So this has been an offense that can be slowed down. Of course, Louisiana Tech has a very good defense. Liberty's defense is no slouch either in the conference. So it'd be good to see Jack State do kind of the same thing as what Louisiana Tech and Liberty's done to the offense in the past 2 weeks. So that'll be the first thing we look forward to. And then real quick before we get into some more of the defensive stuff, Western has a top 50 defense as far as they've only allowed 22.6 points per game, but they gave up over 400 yards on the ground last week to Liberty, which is going to be huge for Jack State. Liberty ran it for 419 yards and 4 touchdowns. Quentin Cooley had a big game, and so did Billy Lucas. So I would imagine that Tyler Huff and Trey Stewart, and if we ever to see Ron Wiggins or Andrew Paul, you know, all of those guys should have huge games on the ground. I would expect to see Jack State over the, you know, at least over 250 or 300 rushing yards. But if Liberty runs over 400, there's no reason Jack State can't do a lot of the same things to Western. And if that's the case, I like Jack State's chances a whole lot. So Brooks, let you give your thoughts real quick, but for me, it's gonna be two things. It's gonna be the Jack State pass defense, and if they can run the ball like Liberty, they should have a good shot.
Yeah. Now this, you know, we've said for the better half of this year or this season that this conference is now has now gone for, or this conference race has now gone from a matter of, you know, not a matter of what if we get in the game or not, or where the game's going to be played. But now that's been settled thanks to everything that happened last week. We know that we're in the conference title game. We know it's going to be in Jacksonville in Burgess Snowfield. But now it's kind of coming down to who we play, and it could be a variety of any of the three remaining teams still in the race. You know, there was a lot of talk this week about Jack State resting their starters against Western Kentucky, and I think that is just absolutely asinine.
They will not be resting starters.
There's no chance that will happen. Western is still a little bit lackluster the last 2 weeks, but still a very, very good football team. Caden, if our defensive backs don't, have a game at least similar to what they did against Sam Houston last week, Caden Veilkamp will run up and down or just throw up and down the field on us all game. So, and that's something else that I've kind of harped on throughout the season, the importance of the defensive backs and really needing to step up. They've been a little bit lackluster here, but they've certainly made significant strides. Certainly made significant strides over the course of the last 4 or 5 games. Had a couple of iffy games against FIU, thank you, and a little bit against Louisiana Tech too. But guys like Reginald Hughes, Antonio Carter, Fred Perry, all these guys that have been able to make those big get those big defensive stops through the air, and even in the pass rush a little bit. We saw Fred Perry flying up the gap to get to Hunter Watson a bunch last week. I think that this is where that's going to be the difference in the game is our ability to defend the pass. This is very much a pass first defense or a pass first offense. Caden Veilkamp leading just about every, as like Drew said, leading just about every passing statistic in the conference. And that's not to say, we need to completely forget about Elijah Young. He's a little, not a whole lot of yards. I think he's got about 600 yards on the season and a few touchdowns, but he's slippery. Last week against Liberty, had 9 carries for 60 yards, averaging 6.7 yards a pop. I mean, now 30 of it came on one run, but still, he's not a bad running back at all. And I think we'll be pretty well prepared on that front. This defense practices against a run-first offense every week, and their ability to their preparedness and going up against Tyler Huff and Trey Stewart every week in practice, I think will play a big part in being prepared on that front. But it's going to come down to how we defend the ball through the air. Like I said, we had our moments against FIU and a little bit against La Tech, but it just this is a different beast than those. I said last week or last episode that, those teams don't necessarily know how to win. And that's the reason they're not bad football teams, but they just don't know how to win. That's the reason that their record is what it is. Western Kentucky knows how to win for the most part. They've up until the last 2 games, they've come in and taken care of business on just about everybody on their schedule, not named Alabama. I'm very interested to see. I think that Rich Rod knows this, and I think that Rich Rod knows this, and this is one of the weaker points on our team, and that's been the point of emphasis all week in practice. So I'm excited to see what the product that we put out there after this week is, or will look like in the defensive backfield. The difference in the Liberty game last week was 3 turnovers, and that resulted in a 3-score victory for Liberty. So the ability to stay disrupting Caden Veilkamp off the line of scrimmage, stay in his head, force him out of the pocket, force him to move a little bit, it's going to be crucial. And like I've harped, defensive backs. If we can do that, I think offenses should be business as usual. Like I said, last episode, we've run a very similar game plan against the other 2 top teams in the conference with run Huff and Trey Stewart and make him stop you. And so far, neither team was able to. So, I think Western will be prepared for that, but, I really, like Drew said, stout defense, but I think that we're going to be able to pass enough to keep them honest and just keep on and on with that double wrecking ball of of Stewart and Huff.
Yeah, I agree. And from the defense side, you know, the first 2.5 or 3 quarters against FIU when they struggled to stop Kiwan Jenkins, they weren't, I don't know if they weren't trying to apply pressure to Kiwan Jenkins or they just weren't able to get pressure, but it seemed to be, you know, midway through the third quarter into the fourth quarter, they started to bring, you know, 5 or 6 people on most of the snaps there and were able to get pressure on Jenkins, and that really helped out the secondary a lot. And I think that's going to be the same idea for West Kentucky. If they can send guys like Reginald Hughes and Fred Perry, whoever it may be, on blitzes and get pressure on Caden Veltkamp, I think that's going to help out secondary quite a bit. You know, we saw last week at Sam Houston. I know that Hunter Watson's not throwing the ball very good right now, but you know, you saw Fred Perry in the backfield, you know, 4, 5, 6 times during that game, and that really disrupted the Sam Houston offense, even from their rushing attack. So as long as I think we can get some pressure on Caden Veltkamp or some consistent pressure on Caden Veltkamp, I think the secondary will have a much better week than what we saw against FIU. I think that'll be order of operation number one for the defense, is try to apply pressure to Caden Veltkamp, knowing they're going to throw the ball 80% of the time anyway. So real quick, we'll move on to why this game is so important for Jack State. And the biggest reason is Friday at 2:30, Liberty goes to Sam Houston. Liberty's a 2-point favorite on the road there against the Bearcats. I would assume Liberty, if they play the way they have against Western Kentucky, they'll have a really good shot to win. Now, if we see the Liberty team that we saw against UMass, then, you know, I would imagine Sam Houston probably has a good shot to win. So it's going to be however Liberty comes and shows up to play that kind of sets the tone for this game. I would lean Liberty in this one, but if you're a Jack State fan, you should be pulling for Sam Houston. And the reason being, if Sam Houston were to win, that would knock Liberty out of the title hunt. And then Jack State would either get, if Jack State were to beat West Kentucky, they would get Sam Houston in the title game. If Jack State were to lose, they would get Western in the title game. So if Liberty wins, then this Western Kentucky game really doesn't matter, because whether Jack State wins or loses, they still get Liberty at home. But if Sam Houston's able to beat Liberty, then Jack State can go to Bowling Green and take care of business. They'll get Sam Houston again, and I think that is, of the three options, you would much rather play Sam Houston than Liberty or Western. You know, Liberty played good last week, so maybe they're getting hot at the right time, and, you know, Western's going to throw the ball really well, which has given Jack State some troubles in the past. So of all three of those teams, you would much rather play Sam Houston, and if they're able to beat Liberty, then all Jack State's got to do is beat Western, and they will get to play Sam Houston. So that'll be Friday night, Liberty and Sam Houston in Huntsville, Texas. Beyond that, some other conference games, none of them super meaningful, but Middle Tennessee travels to FIU, Kennesaw travels to Louisiana Tech, and UTEP travels to New Mexico State out of those games. None of those matter, obviously, for the conference championship hunt, but of those teams, none of them will be bowl eligible, so those games really don't matter, I guess. Louisiana Tech's at 4-7, so they can't get the bowl eligibility, and everybody else has 3 or less wins. So just the two big games in the conference with Liberty and JSU, of course. But Brooks, let you talk a little bit about the Liberty Sam Houston Western Kentucky conference debacle we've got going on for who's going to finish second. But beyond that, we'll get into some news about Ron and that kind of thing after.
Yeah, no, like you said, the big one's going to be as of when we record this tomorrow night, Sam Houston and Liberty. I know, Drew, you're a little. You're not as bullish on Caden Salter right now. He didn't play his best game at all against Western Kentucky last week. But I still think that this is, you know, he's still putting up fairly consistent numbers, not making just a ton of mistakes. They kind of referred it to our game plan, our typical game plan last week with, you know, running Quentin Cooley and who was the other running back?
Billy.
They're running Billy, you know, and having Salter throw the ball, you know, when they needed to, but, you know, and it worked. It ran for over 400 yards on the Hilltoppers. And, you know, once again, I think that's the green light special for Rich Rod to, let Huff and Trey Stewart go buck wild this on Saturday. But out of the two, I think that Liberty is showing progression, or they did show progression against, now 2 weeks ago they had the debacle against UMass, took them to overtime. But I think that might have finally been the wake up call for the Flames, that they got to get their crap together if they're gonna you know, compete for a conference championship and possibly win it. And I don't know that I want any part of it right now. Yes, obviously the game will be in Jacksonville, and I fully expect that to be a sold out crowd, raucous environment. But I just, you know, I don't want to. It's hard to beat somebody twice, and I know no matter what, we're gonna have to do that. I like our odds against I like our odds against Sam Houston a lot better. I like our odds against Sam Houston a lot better if we can draw the Bearcats. Just the way that we were able to disrupt Hunter Watson all game. Now the defense had some stops, but I think a lot of what caused our problems last week was us shooting ourselves in the foot with clock management, with turning the ball over on downs. Maybe you give Garris Ripa a shot a little bit closer in one of that last turnover on downs. Close to the end again, you know, just or even the one before halftime, with better clock management. So I think that was a lot of our problem, but nonetheless, still, you know, dominated about 75% of that game, or a little more. So, yeah, absolutely, Sam Houston would be the draw. Whether they win or not, I think they're fully capable. I think the defense is good enough to keep Liberty honest on offense. And If Caden Salter's not showing that much progression, and you are forcing him, you are able to take away his two key running backs, then you know that could be an interesting game, because he hasn't been the passer that we expect. 1,800 yards, 14 touchdowns, yes, but just something has been off about him this season. This is a guy who, you know, like Drew said last year, was borderline Heisman talk. Absolutely, you know. Talking about him leaving early last year to go to the NFL, and he decided to come back for another year. And I think Sam Houston's defense is fully capable of keeping them in this game. It's just going to come down to what they're able to do with Hunter Watson. Just has not been, it's kind of a similar situation, but just has not been himself since that injury in the second half against Western Kentucky. So it'll be interesting to see. Absolutely. We all need to be, so I think we absolutely need all be Bearcat fans, come tomorrow night. I think that is our best odds, and I don't know that, you know, even if they win, I don't think Sam Houston wants to come back, cause this is going to be, I fully expect a sold out crowd, loud, probably the loudest I've ever heard, Burgess Snowfield, knowing what's at stake. So I don't think they want any part of that.
Sam Houston's going to have to score more than 20 points to beat Liberty, and I'm not sure they're capable of doing that against a high school defense right now. But maybe they'll find something in practice this week, or maybe they have found something in practice this week that'll give them a little bit of an edge. I think the Sam Houston defense is more than capable of keeping Liberty under, you know, 25 points or so. It's just like Brooke said, can the offense – you know, be prolific enough to give them a shot. And you talked a little about Caden Salter. He threw the ball 11 times last week to beat Western Kentucky. Obviously, Liberty is the odds on who Jackson's going to get in the title game. As long as Liberty takes care of business, they will come to Jacksonville. He's going to throw the ball more than 11 times to beat Jack State. The secondary did a good job against him the first time around, but Jack State's not going to give up 419 yards against Liberty on the ground. So he's going to have to come and throw the ball 25 or 30 times to beat JSU, and he just has not proven himself capable this year. Not that he can't do that. He is talented enough to do that. I know they've got some injuries at the receiver position and that kind of thing that has allegedly been the issue for Salter for this year. But no matter who Jack State draws, Liberty, Sam Houston, or if it were to be Western Kentucky, they are more than capable of beating any of those three teams. Like Brooke said, the easiest path would be to play Sam Houston. But as far as Liberty goes, you know, they went and beat Liberty on the road already this year, in a prime time game at night with a, I would assume a close to sold out crowd there in Lynchburg. So unless Caden Salter can figure out how to throw the ball better than he has been the last couple of weeks or really all year, I like Jack State's odds against Liberty just as much as I do against Sam Houston. Western, of course, is a team we have not seen yet. That makes me the most apprehensive as far as which of those three teams to play. But to play Western, it would take Sam Houston winning and Jack State losing. So that is not the certainly not the most ideal or the most the easiest path for Jack State would be to get Sam Houston or Liberty. The most likely path would be Sam Houston or Liberty. So I think those are the two teams we need to worry about for right now, Liberty being the odds-on favorite. But we'll move on from there. Of course, after this game wraps up, we'll do a probably a very, very long episode for the Conference USA preview.
Yeah.
We'll get into some of the regular season stuff also. But we'll move on. You guys didn't see Ron Wiggins last week against Sam Houston, and he was banged up, had an MRI done. And rumor is on Twitter that he is eligible and good to go for the Western game. So I would assume we would see him a few times. As he was the second running back off the bench against FIU. So I don't know if that means he is the true number two back behind Trey Stewart when he's healthy, or if they just wanted to get him in and get him carries because he hadn't played all year and is not eligible for redshirt for whatever reason. But Ron Wiggins is ready to go for the Western game this week, so it's likely that you will see him. And then beyond that, Brooks, I mean, you've got some bowl predictions for us. They've changed a little bit since we last talked about them. But we'll get into some bowl projection stuff, and then we'll wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. This has been a little bit of a short episode, but we've got family stuff to get to, so we're trying to get through it a little bit quicker than usual.
Yeah, just real quick on the bowl updates. So for most of the year, it's been projected. You know, we are going to the Bahamas. It's about near set in stone, and again, I've heard murmurs that Sites has told everybody on the team, athletic department, everybody to go ahead and get passports. So it sounds like they're still in pretty serious talks with the Bahamas Bowl to go to that game. I think regardless of what happens in the conference championship or if we were to lose to Western. But there, I've been seeing a lot of. We've heard a little bit of a variety of who we could play and where we could go. And you know, now that it, like I said, it was pretty much set in stone that we were going to Bahamas. And now some of the some sports writers have updated their bowl projections list and has it Jack State going to six different bowls or six different writers have us going to. Or five, excuse me, I can't count. So according to CBS, we are still going to the Bahamas Bowl. I'm going to play Western Michigan. 24/7 Sports has us going to the Salute to Veterans Bowl. And if you don't know what that one is, it used to be the Camellia Bowl at the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery. That is certainly our least desired bowl, or at least in my opinion, just because of how many times we've been to that stadium and I can go on and on, but has us play, they have us playing in that game versus Ohio out of the MAC. Bonaguro from ESPN has us going back to New Orleans to play Marshall. I think this is one of the more desired ones, as much fun as everybody had in New Orleans last year. And the Mark Slaybaugh has us going to the 68 Ventures Bowl just down the road in Mobile against James Madison. I think that would be a fun matchup. For two teams that recently moved up from the SVS ranks and have a long history of success at that level. And then finally, according to The Athletic, they have us going to, excuse me, an island, but in the Pacific, has us playing in the Hawaii Bowl against Fresno State. And that could be an interesting game too, because Fresno State's
very good.
Very good.
Yeah, that would be the most. I mean, that would be a really, really hard trip for Jack State fans to make. But that would be the toughest matchup of all these, more than likely, and probably the highest profile matchup of all these. You know, maybe that James Madison game would take precedent. But man, Jack State and Fresno State in the Hawaii Bowl would be a a big time matchup for JSU to go get to play a good football team. That's a team going to the Pac-12 next year. So that'd be really interesting. But of those, you know, I know the fan base does not want to go to Cramp. They're not, does not want to go to Montgomery and play in that stadium. But you know, New Orleans Bowl, Bahamas Bowl, and in Hawaii would be certainly really, really good places to go to. So, we'll, again, all conjecture for right now. I know that team has been asked to get passports and that kind of thing. And maybe that's because Greg Seitz knows something that we don't, or maybe that's because, he's just, do it to be safe kind of thing at this point. But we'll see as the season goes, or after the conference championship game, whenever that stuff gets announced, where they're going to go. Like we've said a couple times, it doesn't matter to us. We'll go play anybody anywhere. Yep. But the bigger the venue, the better the payout is, more than likely. So it is good to go to, like we said, New Orleans or Hawaii or the Bahamas Bowl somewhere. That'll be a big time game for payout purposes. But that's kind of beside the point for right now, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and the one didn't mention, the Cure Bowl still is in talks with Jack State playing in that game in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. I think that game they also had us projected to play Marshall, I think.
Yeah, Marshall's a good football team also. Of those teams you named, you know, Ohio, Marshall, James Madison, Fresno are all good football teams. Western Michigan's 5-6 right now. They're not even guaranteed to be bowl eligible. So if you want the easiest road to a win, you know, maybe that Bahamas Bowl, you're going to get a middle-of-the-road MAC team, which you know, has already given Jack State nightmares once this year. But this is a different team than what we saw against Eastern Michigan, which is a middle-of-the-road MAC team. So the Bahamas Bowl would be probably the coolest place they could go, and that might be the easiest place for them to go and get a win, because I think the MAC is tied into the Bahamas Bowl, and the MAC champion does not go to that game. I think the MAC champion goes to Detroit and plays in the Little Caesars Bowl, whatever it is named now. I think the MAC champion goes there. So
I think so, yeah.
If they were to go to the Bahamas Bowl, they would probably get the second, third, or fourth team out of the MAC, which should be a fairly easy win for Jack State, but of the other ones, you know, Ohio, Marshall, James Madison, Fresno are all pretty good football teams. So it'll be a lot of fun come bowl season for sure. But for right now, we'll leave it there. Like we said earlier, the keys to victory against Western are going to be the pass rush for Jack State, helping out the secondary, and if the Jacksonville State ground game can do or repeat what Liberty did to Western last week, and they ran it for over 400 yards, Jack State can do something similar or exceed those numbers, I think it'll be a pretty easy Gamecock victory. And like Brooks alluded to, trust me, they're not going to rest any starters unless it's a 20-point game in the fourth quarter. Then you'll likely see some guys check in. But it'll be a pedal to the metal like always until Jack State has it under control.
Yeah, absolutely. if we can hold them to a minimum through the air, I think this has the potential to be a very long day for the Hilltoppers. But you know, I think at the end of the day, though, I think there's going to be a lot of points. It's liable to be tight. It'll be interesting to see how much they do. You know, you alluded to last episode, it's going to be pretty dang cold in Bowling Green come kickoff time. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how well they're able to, you know, just, you know, in a general principle, how well they're able to move the ball through the air at a higher altitude at lower temperatures, and how that in turn affects our ability to pound the rock. Like you said, you throw worse in cold temperatures and you run the ball better usually. So
yeah,
but I'm looking forward to it. I do think we're going to pull this one out. I think it's maybe about I don't think it'll end up like the Liberty game. I think it has the potential to be about a 28-17, somewhere in that area, maybe.
I would imagine the temperatures, and as much as Jack State's going to lean on the run, like usual, it'll be a lower scoring game.
Yeah.
And the one thing to look for, too, if Sam Houston is able to pull out a home victory against Liberty, this Western team is going to be fighting for a title spot. So that game, you know, will maybe regulate a little bit of how intense Western comes out to be. So if Liberty's able to win, we may see Western come out flat because they don't have much to play for after that. And if Sam Houston was able to win, we're going to see a really energetic Western team, because then they would be playing for a conference title spot at that point. Last thing, we didn't say it, we normally do, so we'll break it down. Western Kentucky's a 1.5 favorite. I think that's actually a fine line for right now. Yeah. I think Jack State, if you look at it from an outsider perspective, you know, they're already locked into the title game, they're already locked into home field advantage. So, you know, if you were looking at this game from outside the Jacksonville State program, you might lean Western, as far as, you know, they're a good football team, and Jack State may come out a little bit flat, may come out a little bit complacent, which we don't expect. So, like usual, Jack State has played pretty good against the spread this year after those first 3 weeks. So, Western's a 1.5 favorite. I would take Jack State to cover that. I would take Jack State to win outright, because that's kind of where we sit right now. But as far as some of the lines we've seen this year, that's much better one than normal. We've seen Jack State be, you know, 6-point favorites to Southern Miss and 7-point favorites against it was Mexico State or somebody that was a crazy low line. So yeah. We'll
like middle.
Yeah, and middle. So this is a much better line for Jack State, just 1.5 underdog there to Western. They haven't lost a conference game yet. I don't have any reason to think that it'll be this week. But of course, you know, we've seen them play flat against Louisiana Tech and a little bit flat against FIU. They were to get through those games. If they play flat against Western, they will lose. So they need to come out like they did against Sam Houston, play their brand of football, and take home a victory. But we'll leave it there. I'll let Brooks outro us, and we hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you guys on Monday, and we'll hopefully talking about a 9-3 undefeated in conference football team.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to see who our potential opponent is tomorrow night with the Liberty Sam Houston game. with the Liberty Sam Houston game, I think that'll be a good game. But ultimately, it's gonna come down to what we do. We've done everything, you know. I say that, but I think we'll come out of Bowling Green with a victory. Like I said, I fully expect this to be the over under is 62.5, and I think that's fair. I think there's going to be a lot of points. But I like us to win. I like us to win, and I like us to win by about 10. I think that's fair. I really feel good about this game, and maybe that's just me being the eternal optimist. But we'll see come Saturday. We wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. We could not be more thankful for you guys, our audience, and for all the support you've given us through this podcast, and especially on Twitter. That's been phenomenal all year, and we're looking forward to what all we're able to come up with and help grow this audience in the future. Until next time, we're hopefully talking about a Gamecock victory and undefeated conference season, and hopefully get ready to preview Sam Houston next week in the conference championship. But we will talk to you guys then. See y'all.